Road.
Everything you called a bureau in those days?
Not with a mirror on them. We had bureaus, but they don't have mirrors on them.
Oh, I see. Just drawers.
Yeah, the commode has the mirror and drawers.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call these things you pull down over the window to keep the light out? What was the old name for them?
Curtain.
Nowadays you call them...
Oh, shades.
Never blinds.
We never called them blinds.
What did you say that your mother did every morning after breakfast when she went around the house and put things back in their places and dusted up and so forth? You say every morning she does what? What I'm getting at is, would you say she cleans up the house, or she tidies up, or she reds up the house, or she does the morning chores? What sort of expression would you use for that?
Sometimes the dishes were left set till she got some other work done. Depends on whether it was canning time or... My father used to have a lot of bees, and we quite often in the morning had honey to take care of.
I mean what your mother did around the house.
She would help in that, and sometimes get bees in her hair. I used to take care of the honey, but my older sisters used to kind of sweep and clean and mop. And,
you say she cleaned up the house, or she ran it up, or she
did
the morning chores?
Clean up the kitchen, that's what we'd say.
And what did they use to sweep?
We didn't particularly have that in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the living room was separate, and we didn't. Our kitchen was our living room and playroom as children, not the living room.
What did you call the room that you'd entertain guests in and keep it closed off and the curtains down and then preacher or something?
Just call that the front room.
Everything you call a parlor? Or not?
We never had a room that we called a parlor, but we don't even today.
You call that the front room?
The front room or the living room.
And what did you call the part of the house out in front of the front door with the roof over it?
Front porch.
And out behind the house? Just the back porch?
No, we never had a back porch, so we live here in town.
Never spoke of it?
On the farm or in... Either when I was at home or at... with my folks or after when we lived on the farm, we had no back porch.
Never spoke of having a veranda out in front. Thing you'd use to sweep the floor with would be just a plain
broom.
Suppose you were telling someone and say, where's the broom? And you say, oh, the broom's in back of the door or behind the door or behind the door. Which would be the most common way of saying that?
Well,
in back of or behind? The broom's.
The broom was usually kept on the porch. That is,
which would be the most common way?
We had a door on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
It was enclosed, and our broom would be sitting out in the corner on the porch.
I just wanted to know if which would be the most common way of saying something is behind there or it's been back in there. It's in back of the door, it's behind the door.
Well, my mother used to say it was over in the corner. Of course, I don't know if she said it very often, because if she'd say get the broom, we knew where to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't any question about it.
What did you say that she did every Monday and Tuesday?
Wash and iron.
Nowadays, folks in the city don't do that. They take their clothes to a...
some of them take them to the laundry. I don't know, but we do washing yet.
Yeah.